This is Central Coast Public Radio, KCBX. I'm Tyler Pratt. It's time for Issues and Ideas, a show that features a wide variety of local voices sharing their thoughts and perspectives. Today, we'll hear about a local grant program aimed to help landowners and agriculturalists get the most out of their acreage.
The main focus in this case is greenhouse gas reduction and water conservation on your property.
And a Central Coast artist is trying to create a gig economy for local artists to help them find more paying work and inspire others to make art at the same time.
If you see me in my progress, in my process, and think that you can do this too, good. Go do it.
These stories and more coming up on Issues and Ideas. Good afternoon. It's Monday, November 25th, 2019. I'm Tyler Pratt. First up, do you know what a Resource Conservation District, or RCD, is? They are organizations focused on helping landowners make the most of their resources, and much of the work of the RCD in Templeton is with vineyards and agriculturalists in northern San Luis Obispo County. RCDs serve as a bridge between government agencies like the California Department of Food and Agriculture and farmers and vineyard owners. Here's KCBX's Greta Mart to get the lowdown on the district's latest grant opportunities and projects.
I'm here in the KCBX studio with, may I ask you to introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Andrew Johnson. I work for the Upper Salinas Los Tablos Resource Conservation District in Templeton. We have a district that covers the vast majority of San Luis Obispo County, and resource conservation districts are in place in order to help landowners with their resource conservation in general, land and water and air resources. We typically are working with agriculturalists in the area, and again, typically with vineyard operators, because that's the vast majority of our agriculture industry in northern San Luis Obispo County.
Okay, got it. Are you a government, like a government agency?
We are an unfunded mandate. So we occupy a nebulous space kind of in between the government and the people on the ground. Resource conservation districts came to pass after the Dust Bowl era as the Natural Resource Conservation Service was formed. There was a need for the local people to have a bit of a nexus between the federal government. Oftentimes, landowners prefer to work with resource conservation districts as opposed to the Natural Resource Conservation Service because they're more familiar. We also have a lot more flexibility within our programs.
Interesting. I don't know any of that history. I had no idea about that. Okay. And so tell me, like, describe a typical day for me. What do you do?
Well, anybody can walk in our doors. We are available for offering assistance with anything really having to do with natural resources. We've had people coming in to discuss the biodigester in San Luis Obispo. That was a very exciting project. We also have quite a few return customers. So vineyard operators are very common up in northern San Luis Obispo County. So we offer mobile irrigation lab services in order to do irrigation efficiency tests. We do quite a bit of grant writing. We have several substantial project partners with whom we have grants through the California Department of Food and Agriculture, some that are just beginning now, dealing with healthy soils. The state has a mandate for healthy soils programs, and there's quite a bit of funding available for that. Hopefully that's something we can discuss in the future when that solicitation opens up again. But in the meantime, we assist landowners with small projects on their property in order to conserve the resources. So perhaps there's an erosion concern. Perhaps you are interested in becoming a new farmer. Perhaps you are interested in some more progressive farming techniques. We can find grants that can fit what you plan on doing or help you develop those ideas.
And how are you funded?
Mainly grant funding at this point. Some resource conservation districts do receive a tax base. Ours does not. In that case, we seek grants. We seek willing partners for those grants. And then technical assistance is also something we can provide. So those are smaller contracts on a one-on-one basis. And really, there's quite a few different ways that funding can come into a resource conservation district. We're always willing to accept donations as well. So nobody's going to fight that.
Right. But you have enough money. Obviously, it covers your salary. Are other people work for it?
Yes. There are three full-time employees with the Upper Salinas Los Tablas Resource Conservation District. We have Devin Best. He's our executive director. We have Erin White. She's our deputy director.
Okay. And what's your job title again?
Program manager.
Okay. Got it. All right. And actually, we're here to talk about a specific program, and that is SWEEP, which stands for State Water Efficiency and Enhancement Program. So tell me all about SWEEP and what is it and what does it seek to do?
Sure. The SWEEP program is a granting program through the California Department of Food and Agriculture. There is a solicitation for this grant open right now. There have been, I believe, six previous solicitations, meaning that that gives landowners an opportunity to apply for a grant. It is a competitive grant program, and the current solicitation has $7 million available statewide. The maximum grant award is $100,000, so there's some pretty substantial work that can be achieved through these through this program. The main focus in this case is greenhouse gas reduction and water conservation on your property. Typically, we see projects that, in the case of water savings, could be irrigation scheduling improvement, weather, soil, and plant-based sensors, installation of micro-irrigation or drip systems. Those are quite popular in the case of the water savings. And then on the side of greenhouse gas reduction, we see a lot of pump conversion, improved energy efficiency of the pumps, perhaps low pressure systems developed, and variable frequency drives are also quite popular. In the case of all these things, there has to be a water savings and a greenhouse gas reduction verified in order for you to be a possible applicant.
And how do you measure a greenhouse gas? Give me a typical example. If I was a farmer, and what does that mean?
Sure. So part of the requirement for the solicitation requires that applicants are able to submit 12 previous months of energy use and or fuel receipts directly in order to show what they have been using previously. And then with whatever we can apply the funding to for your particular project, there is a program that has been developed on the application through the Air Resources Control Board that is a greenhouse gas reduction tool. So you input your particular information for whatever your project may be, and it will tell you what your planned savings would be.
Well, that sounds good. Mm-hmm. Any downsides to this?
No, not really. We've seen quite a bit of success in our district in Northern San Luis Obispo County through the SWEEP program in the years prior. Overall, statewide, we're seeing California Department of Food and Agriculture estimates that over 78,000 metric tons of CO2 will be reduced annually through the programs that have been accepted so far, as well as, and that's equivalent to removing over 16,000 cars from the roads for 1 year. That's quite a bit of greenhouse gas savings. Moreover, SWEEP projects will help save nearly 110,000 acre feet of water annually, and that's enough to fill over 50,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools. So there's quite a bit of savings that are available through these programs. On top of that, there is no cost share required for applicants, meaning that you don't have to really put any money towards any of these projects in order to receive a grant. Now, it's always recommended from a grant writing perspective to include a little bit of skin in the game. There are some points in the overall scoring system that allow for those folks with the CDFA who are going through the scoring on each applicant's
CDFA again?
Excuse me, the California Department of Food and Agriculture.
Oh, okay, right.
They're the grantor.
Okay.
They go through and score all the applications because this is a competitive grant program. And by proving that you have a little bit of skin in the game, you get an extra point. So that's worth noting.
Ah, got it. All right. Oh, okay, good. So can you give me some more concrete examples of, like, maybe some projects that were done last year or something like that?
Sure. And for any interested applicants, if you go to the CDFA website at cdfa.ca.gov, you can find previous applications that were successful for the SWEEP program to give you a bit of a template. Now, there is a template that you have to fill out in order to apply for this year's grant. Although it's always kind of nice to be able to bounce ideas off of other successful grants.
Yeah, that's always helpful to look at other examples. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, And that's something that we're here for as well. So our position at the Resource Conservation District is as a technical service provider. Now, there is also another Resource Conservation District in San Luis Obispo County. They are the Coastal San Luis Resource Conservation District. Their offices are in Arroyo Grande, but their main office is in Morro Bay. Their district is smaller, although it encompasses a lot of the population of San Luis Obispo County. So depending on your interest in these programs, please feel free to get a hold of either RCD. And depending on where you are located, we can direct you to the proper one. We have to work within our district boundaries, but we're always willing to offer information and assistance to anybody who comes knocking. That said, because we are in a position to provide technical assistance, we want to make sure that any applicant is putting together the best grant possible. And in order to put together the best grant possible, we'll give you great ideas on things that have been successful in the past. And so to answer your question, we see a lot of folks, especially in vineyard operations, upgrading their pumping systems. Typically, that's quite an expensive process, and this
it's an expensive process.
Yes,
okay.
And so the SWEAP program provides a lot of funding for folks to kind of jumpstart that program. Now, something to keep in mind with any of these CDFA, California Department of Food and Agriculture programs, is they are all kind of incentive programs. Their goal is to incentivize a change for the better, to reduce greenhouse gas or to save water on your property, just to conserve your resources, to improve your farming and agriculture techniques. They want to incentivize these programs through these grants in order to help change what is the norm. They really have done a great job through this SWEAP program and a Healthy Soils program to really begin watershed level changes. We're seeing quite a few interested applicants who may not have been interested in certain techniques before who are coming to us, and they're suddenly newly open-minded because perhaps their neighbors got involved with one of these programs and they're seeing success, whether that be in increased residual dry matter for ranchers or whether that be in increased forage for your cattle or sheep, or increased yields for your vines. There's a lot of positives that go into these programs.
You're listening to Issues and Ideas on KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. We're hearing a conversation about an agency in North San Luis Obispo County that offers grant programs to help farmers and vineyard owners. Let's get back to it. Here's Program Director Andrew Johnson speaking with KCBX's Greta Mart.
To get back again to some successful operations, in the case of vineyards, pump efficiency enhancement, so upgrading from a diesel pump to solar perhaps, and that's a direction that a lot of people are looking to go, is to change over the energy for their pump systems to solar. And that's very popular, and I strongly suggest folks look into it, but you must keep in mind that along with that greenhouse gas reduction that will come from changing over to solar, you also need to have a water savings component. Those are the two requirements: greenhouse gas reduction and water savings component.
Oh, you have to have both.
Yes.
Okay, I thought it was one or the other. Okay, got it.
And as we spoke of before, the greenhouse gas reduction, there's an air resource control board algorithm that's built into the granting system, that's built into the website that you'd be using to fill out your grant anyway. That program exists as well as a water savings program. And based on my experience with them, they're both quite straightforward. They're very approachable programs that where you're just entering your historical use, information that should be readily available to any landowner or operator. And from that point, it will pump out a number, and that's the number you then enter into your application.
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. All righty. And say I did have a diesel pump system and I went over to solar, I'd have to get some kind of storage, like batteries, right?
Yes.
So how does that work?
Well, there are several options. So this program will also support paying for that transition in order to take the solar and pump it back into the grid. That's something that we've seen on a lot of sites. Our RCD historically has been in place to do the on-site verification. Because we are a third party, we are neither the applicant nor are we the state. We are in a position to be a third-party verifier for CDFA to go on site after everything has been implemented, after all of the project has been implemented on site, and then take pictures and record data in order to send back to CDFA in the report saying, yes, everything's been done on site. And that is one part that I've seen quite a bit of, is the the infrastructure in place from the solar to be able to pump back into the PG&E system. So while there are some batteries on site that comes as part of the solar setup, you also can receive funding as part of this program to have the new system set up to pump back into PG&E, which is fairly common for most solar setups. They can pump back into the main grid.
Wow, that sounds like a pretty good deal. Okay,
it's a neat program. Yeah, we
cool.
agree.
Give me some other ones. What are some, besides a pumping system? What's like another example you've seen this program do?
Yeah. So again, solar is a really big part as far as the greenhouse gas savings go. Flow meters are very important. And now a flow meter goes on a pump to test exactly what I say, flow. It's gonna tell you exactly how much water is moving through your system. That is actually a requirement for all of these applicants. Because again, a water savings requirement is built into the grant program. This is the way to prove that water savings. So you might not have a flow meter installed already. Most people wouldn't if they're interested in these upgrades, but it is paid for through the grant. So whatever else you want to do, if you want to go from overtop irrigation to drip systems to micro sprinklers, and then you want solar involved with that as well, so you have your water savings and then you've got your greenhouse gas savings, you also must include the flow meter on your pump. Now that's something that's quite in vogue already, and if you're like me and you really like to keep track of all of your statistics and numbers, this is something that any good agriculturalist needs to be keeping very close track of. Water is a very precious resource in northern San Luis Obispo County, in all of California, clearly. So why wouldn't you be keeping very acute track of your numbers for your water usage? And right. So this program requires that you do.
Got it. Okay. All right. Very informative. Thank you. All right. Anything else that I have not asked you?
I just want to also include the important dates for the program. The solicitation is currently open. All grant applications are due December 16th of 2019. The awards will be announced sometime in the spring, and that's just kind of a floating date right now because CDFA hasn't released exactly when they'll be releasing the award announcement. The grant period, if you receive one of these grants, lasts from June 15th of 2020 through December 15th of 2021. It is an 18-month grant duration. Now, something to be sure to keep in mind is there is no reimbursement for funding spent prior to that June 15th commencement date, and there will be no reimbursement for funding after the December 15th deadline. So
you got to plan ahead. You got to, whatever work you're going to do, it's got to be between.
The work has to fall between June 15th of 2020 and December 15th of 2021. That duration is 18 months.
Wow, okay.
So
it's a pretty good long time.
It's a good long time, but these things do take quite a bit of time. Infrastructural changes are always going to be difficult. You're inevitably hiring contractors who need to be able to fit you into their schedule. It's important to keep in mind that this is a reimbursement program. The money will be spent by you prior to receiving the lump sum. So after that third-party verification occurs, once your entire upgrades have been completed, then you will be applying through CDFA for the remainder of your funding.
Got it. All right. So you got to have a chunk of change.
You do.
Front.
Yeah. You will be putting money down initially, but that is 100% reimbursable as long as it falls exactly within those dates and as long as it is only encompassing what you developed in your grant application.
So will you know that you will be reimbursed before spending the money?
If you have received a grant, it will tell you.
So it'll say, yes, you're going to get this grant.
Yes.
And then you spend the money, but you know you're going to get it back.
And there is a payment process, whereas I believe you can receive a certain percentage prior to the ending of the grant, but you'll receive the final allotment once everything has been third-party verified.
Got it. All mm-hmm. right. And that's part of your job?
Potentially. Again, we currently are on a small technical assistance grant from CDFA because we are on site. We've dealt with these programs before. But until the time comes in December of 2021, I mean, we'll know several months prior as to whether or not they'll be using RCDs as a third-party verifier again. We are currently a third-party verifier for the previous solicitation. So I assume that if everything follows suit, we'll be there again.
And since you have seen some of these in the past, or is there any pitfalls that you've noticed or?
Yeah, certainly. We have gone on site on a couple of occasions where the applicant believed they were complete or they believed they were close enough to ask for that third-party verification because, as you say, there's a fair chunk of change that you have to put down, and it'd be nice to not be out of pocket for so long. But till everything is 100% complete as per your grant, you will not be able to be third-party verified complete. Mm-hmm. So just make sure you've crossed all your T's and dotted all your I's, and then call us up, and or you will be notifying your grant manager with CDFA, and then they'll call us up, and then we'll come on site and do the verification.
Okay.
CDFA is a bit monolithic, but they are very helpful. So as long as you're willing to have some patience and understand that they have who knows how many number of projects in any given year that they're managing, everything will work out just fine.
Well, thank you for coming in and talking to me about this. Very informative.
Yeah, we really appreciate the opportunity. Anytime to get the word out about these really cool programs and about the RCD as well.
Hey, thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
That was a conversation between KCBX News and Andrew Johnson, Program Director at the Upper Salinas Las Tablas Resource Conservation District. Greta and Andrew continue the conversation online, talking about other available grant programs, like one that focuses on healthy soils. Head over to kcbx.org, and we'll have the full interview posted shortly.